I've talked to both McCormick and Albert on this subject, and McCormick said, you know, we went through the same situation, what's our position, et cetera. So following that, he said, well, then you people don't mind if no legislation is passed. And I said, well, Mr. Speaker, I've given you our position. I think that as much as the chairman of the committee has called for a hearing at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and with all the problems the House has down over the next few weeks, that certainly would be to everyone's advantage in terms of the overall legislative program to have quick disposition of this. But we're not taking any position. Our situation is exactly the same as described by Secretary Wirtz in the Senate. So he said, well, he started to hum. He said, well, that's very interesting. And he started to hum and wink. And that just about ended that conversation. Then I talked to Albert. And Albert said that he feels that the labor people throughout the House, or the labor supporters, have been very busily engaged in the House. They've made a lot of contacts. He feels there's a great deal of opposition to any legislation. He said that there has been concern expressed to him by some members about what they term the arrogance of the carriers, or friends of the carriers, and some of the wires they have sent urging legislation, all the rest. He said the general tone in his view is that that the possibility of legislation at this point would be somewhat remote. That was about it. And they're going to open the hearing at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Where? What committee?
Interstate and Foreign Commerce, Harley Staggers.
What does it look like looking over that committee?
Well, that committee is generally reputed to be one that where the business community has considerable impact. Henry Wilson talked to John Moss a couple of days ago, and John Moss expressed a view that's in favor of congressional action and congressional responsibility, and he would probably be key in the committee. Staggers has expressed no view, and has repeatedly, as you know, said that he would have no comment at all on this in any way. The committee rundown is Walter Rogers, Fridell, McDonald, Jarman, Leo O'Brien, John Moss, Dingell, and Paul Rogers, along with Springer, Younger, Devine, Nelson, Keith, Curtin, Cunningham, Broyhill. So there are some conservative Republicans on that committee. By the same token, there are a few conservative Democrats.
How many? Just look at them and mark them and guess them for me right quick.
Well, let's see. A pencil. I would have Rogers, yes. Fidel, no. McDonald, no. Jarman, yes. Leo O'Brien, yes, question mark. He's leaving Congress. John Moss, yes. John Dingell, yes, question mark. Rogers, yes. Springer, these fellows, I'll have to just totally guess on them. Springer, question mark. Younger, yes. Devine, yes. Anchor Nelson, yes. Hastings Keith, question mark. Massachusetts. Curtin, I just don't know. Glenn Cunningham, I'd say wrong. He's very strong with labor. And Broyhill over here, I'd say no. Then you get into the lower list of them. You go back, Carnegie, North Carolina, yes. Van Dierlin, no. Pickle, I'll leave that with you. Fred Rooney, Pennsylvania, no. John Murphy, no. Dave Satterfield, Virginia, yes. Dan Ronan, no. Hewitt, New Hampshire, no. Mackey, Georgia, I'd say no. Gilligan, no. Farnsley, yes, question mark. Kind of slight one there. John Bell Williams, yes. Adams, no. Harvey of Michigan, let's say a yes. Watson, South Carolina, yes. Carter, Kentucky, yes. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, me 12, no. Yes, and I skipped Staggers because I'll be damned if I can figure him out. One.
I'd figure three. Him out as against.
Yeah. Six, seven, eight, nine.
Did both West Virginia senators vote for the resolution?
I don't. Let's see. I have that here. Let's check it. Bird, West Virginia, yes. Randolph, no. They split. Randolph voted no. Bird, yes. Let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I think realistically, there's about 14 good yeses, 12 good noes. That's 26 out of 33, and the rest of them, I just wouldn't be able to judge them. Looks like a pretty evenly split situation with a lean toward us, however. But that would be resolved totally on the attitude of the chairman.
Okay, much fine.
All right,
you told him they ought to get a vote cleared up one way or the other, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Or?
Yes, I did.